If a person has the ceiling of a sukkah, he puts rods, whether they're metal rods, Tfesar learns that it could even be wood rods like spits, that even though it's a pshute kli eitz, which is not mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's a flat thing of wood that's not mekabel tumah midiraisa, still midirabanan, it's mekabel tumah because sometimes it's leaned on when they would roast things, so it's used for the needs of a person. Either way, a type of kli, or aruchas amita, or it's like a bed frame. Taisa Santiv first brings that a bed frame l'chora has the main part of the bed and two legs. He tries to use this piece as chach. However, Reb Kiva Eger brings the Ran, that lav dafka, that it has to be a bed frame that still has two legs, even if it's broken pieces of what was originally a bed frame, since it came from a kli, that's also pasul b'di'evin, and he brings that that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Im yesh revach b'nehen kemosan k'shera. So if you put these things, let's say you put some metal beams on top, if there's space between the metal beams that are the same distance, the same width as the metal beams, then it's kosher. Now when it says the same width, the Rav says, it's lav dafka the same, because what you're doing is, the space that you're making between these puzzle items, these metal beams, is you're putting in regular schach in this space. And the space that you need to put regular schach cannot be exactly the same, because if you have exactly the same kosher schach with metal, then that's going to be puzzle. And the Rav brings the concept of poritz ka'oimed and puzzle, meaning like we had by Ervin, where you wanted to make like an encampment, and we had open area, an open space, and closed space, an open place, open space, and closed space. And if the whole circumference of a circle was equal, meaning you had a saddle there and then space, and then another saddle and then space, and so on and so forth, if the closed area was the same as the open area, the interesting thing is, over there the halacha is, you look at it as it's closed. And the Rav actually says over there, Taisantav asks Kasha, that by all halachas, when the space that's open and the space are closed, they're equal, you look at the whole thing as it's closed. So why dafka over here? There's a Rav saying when the Mishnah says kamosin, it can't be exactly, because if it's exactly the same, that the space between the pasul schach, meaning the kosher schach, which is in this space, and the pasul schach, the metal, if they're exactly the same, why is that a problem? So the Magid Mishnah says, the reason is because there's a separate concept by Sukkis, is that you need silasim ruba mechamasa. You need to have more shade than sunlight. And when it's exactly the same on top, then it's not going to create more shade than sunlight below. Kesef Mishnah gives a different answer. I was just thinking, why not just say that the reason that the Rav has to say that there can't be exactly enough space to fill in, because you can never fill in exactly all the space that's open. There's always, you need a little bit of room extra to move things. There's always going to be a little bit extra room. Mishnah continues, Hachoitit begodish lasis bo sukkah enu sukkah. If a person starts digging out in like a stack of hay to make a sukkah, it's not a good sukkah. So what happened is he started digging out, let's say from the bottom. He hollowed out a big thing of hay, and lo and behold, after he hollowed it out, you had the schach. The problem is that the schach has to be tasav alomana osid. The thing was always there, you just made the space below it. But the schach on top of it was already there, you didn't put it there. It's a problem of tasa. The Torah says you have to make the schach. You have to put the schach there. Alomana osid, it shouldn't come there memela by itself. And you just created a situation where the schach was just created by itself by you making the hollow area. However, the Rav brings, if let's say you had a little opening on top that was only a tefach high on the very top, I should have a picture below, and it had the right shiurim around it, and then you put schach on top of that. And then after you did that, so it's not a kosher sukkah, but it's good schach, because in order for it to be good schach, to be a covering, it just has to cover a little tiny area to be called a shade for something. But it's not still kosher as a place to stand in the sukkah, but the schach is good schach. And the schach is what we care about. When we say tasav lo mina asay, it's specifically on the schach, nothing else in the sukkah. So therefore, if I would then afterwards dig out the hollow area below, then it would be kosher even b'di'evid. The Rav says it's no different that if a person has a sukkah that's not high enough, or the schach isn't high enough, and then he would go inside the sukkah and dig on the floor and go downwards, and now he would now have an area of 10 tefachim high, which is the minimum height of a sukkah, and that's the height to the schach, then it would be kosher. It's not a problem of tasav lo mina asay, because the schach was made l'shem schach, to cover something. And that's not a problem of tasav lo mina asay, because the only problem is on the schach, not on the rest of the sukkah.